Tracy, thanks for joining us this week. We are talking about Veterans Week happening next week. You have a preview of all sorts of events happening and even an upgrade at the Veterans Memorial Park in Las Cruces.
Yes, that's right. We'll have a roundup of various activities and services available revolving around Veterans Day, Veterans Week, that really extend through the end of the month at the Veterans Memorial Park, just in time for the Garrison flag-raising ceremony on Veterans Day. The footprints of Bataan Death March soldiers and other people that were part of that were cleaned and resurfaced with a protectant sealant. I guess some of the footprints were starting to get damaged, and so our reporter Mike Cook takes a look at why those footprints are there, how we got them, the project that installed them, and a little history on the Bataan Death March itself.
Such a big part of New Mexico's history.
Yes.
Before we move on, is there any other veterans events that are happening that you want to talk about?
Well, the Veterans Parade will be downtown on Saturday at 3 p.m. Other events include a baseball tournament. There will be some services for homeless veterans and some movie screenings. And also of note, the free civil and legal advice for veterans and their families will be available through November 30th.
All right, Tracy. Now we're moving on and talking about a story that's gained some traction in our region. There are desert bighorn sheep that have been released in the Sacramento Mountains.
Yes, they've been relocated from Wismer, where they were placed at back in Wismer, White Sands Missile Range, back in 2002 in an attempt to repopulate the species. And there are now enough sheep, I think they have around 300 on Wismer, where they can relocate some to other areas. They held a capture operation, Wismer, with the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish in late October to get a portion of those sheep out into the Lincoln National Forest.
Very exciting news with that. Also, we are moving on and talking about sports. A historic rivalry in Las Cruces, Mayfield High School versus Las Cruces High School. It's always a big event every single year. They always pack out the stadium on the NMSU campus for that rivalry game. Now you have some spectacular photos, I guess, of that.
Yeah, we lead our cover with a really cool shot from Steve McIntyre of the Bulldogs celebrating their win that night. And then we have additional photos in our sports section. Really neat game.
Very cool. Now we're moving on and talking about arts. There's a holiday event happening that's really interesting, and that's coming up soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an annual event called Holiday House, and it's hosted by the artists of Picacho Hills, who come together a variety of media, local artists selling their wares for the holiday season. This year it'll be held at St. Paul's United Methodist Church from 10 to 5 Friday the 16th and 9 to 5 on the 17th.
Very exciting news. Tracy Roy is the content director at the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy, thanks for joining us this week. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you.